For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 17th. We're right in the middle of the holidays and we're using a lot of stuff. Right? That's our topic today. Use less stuff. And we have Andrea Shelton with us from the City of Columbia talking about recycling and actually not using as much as we may think we need to use, so it doesn't go into the landfill.
Right.
Right.
Well, we're in the middle of our Use Less Stuff holiday campaign. You know, the time.
So this is an official campaign with the City of Columbia.
The City of Columbia.
I remember for years we talked about Use Less Stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the dates between Thanksgiving and New Year's, Americans usually double their consumption and double their output, rather, of, you know, trash and recycling and just waste in general. So we just try to give, like, little tips on how to use less stuff during the holidays. And they're really, really simple things.
They are.
But we ask people, if you would do this during the holidays and then commit to it, you can carry this throughout the remainder of the year.
Yeah. I remember one thing that we used to talk about all the time on Pepper and Friends as far as wrapping our holiday gifts.
Yeah.
Okay? Save the Sunday newspaper, the comics,
right.
The Sunday comics.
Right.
And it makes a beautiful wrap for a gift.
It really does, especially for kids. You know, they love, even if they want to help with the wrapping of the gifts, you know, they use the comics, or if you want to wrap your kids' gifts in the comics.
And it's so colorful.
It's really colorful. And these are just simple things. They're just easy things, things that would save you money in this current economic climate. We all need that. So, and then they're, you know, just things that reduce your waste throughout the year.
The other thing is, which I do, and that's because I've been cheap for a long time, save all the ribbons.
Yeah.
When you open up the Christmas presents, save the bows.
Yeah.
Save the bows. And I have bows that I have used for the past 10 years.
I know.
Over and over again.
I know. You know, when my kids were little, I would do that all the time. This is before I was in this job. And so I would reuse my, you know, gift bags and reuse my bows. And my daughter was probably, you know, 8. And she said, "Oh my gosh, Mommy, Santa has the same wrapping paper that you do."
Yeah.
In the garage. I was like, "Oh, okay." So,
Santa has the same wrapping paper. So those are really very simple tips that you can do. What are some other things that maybe we don't think of that we...
Well, some of the things we don't think of is, you know, I gave you this tip once before and you made fun of me, but I'm going to give it again.
What's that?
To use the real thing, the using real china instead of paper plates paper cups at parties.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And instead of using paper cups or paper plates, because you end up throwing those away.
Right.
If you don't have enough of your own china.
Right.
Now, this is, you know, some people may find this somewhat tacky.
They may, but, you know, it's for a good cause. If
you really
tell your guests in advance and tell them the purpose.
Yeah, if you don't have enough, when you invite people over for your for your party, for your Christmas dinner or New Year's dinner, say, "Hey, would you mind bringing your own plates over? Bring some china over."
But you may not bring them on the day of the party. This arrangement may be made ahead of time.
Yeah.
So, but instead of using these styrofoam plates that are not good for you to even put in the microwave, not good for you at all, not good to throw away in the landfill that takes thousands of years to disintegrate, how about just using real china?
So if you put those styrofoam plates in the landfill, it takes thousands of years?
Well, we'll say hundreds, but I really think it's thousands.
Okay. So ask your guest if they would mind bringing over some of their own plates and silverware and a couple of days ahead of time.
Right. And you have to commit to this. You have to, when you're going to have a party, we have this thing, it's called the Yuletide Holiday Guide. You can go online to uselessstuff.com and find this Yuletide Holiday Guide, and they have all these fantastic ideas.
Oh, this is all sanctioned by the city, right?
It's
the city telling you to tell your guests to bring their own plates over.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, one is, you know, turning down your, you know, your air or your heat or whatever during the holidays, because you're going to have so many people in the house. It's going to already be warm. It's, you know, you're cooking. So that's a way to save.
Turn the heat down instead of getting the house so hot that you have to open up the windows to let the hot air out.
And do that.
You may have a lot of hot air in there, too, if you've got bunch of relatives that are right. talking.
You know, commit to the using the real stuff. That's yeah. one of the things. One of the other things I know that you guys are going to talk about this maybe later in the week is maybe is portion control. There's a guide where you can actually decide how many guests you're going to have and how many portions is a healthy amount of a portion for each person, and that's what you prepare. And oh, no more, so- no less.
So you decide what the portions are going to be for the
You're
guests.
You're not deciding it. A licensed clinical dietitian is deciding this. It's just okay. a guide that's
and
online.
And then when you've got these portions out here for 30 people, but it looks like you've only got enough for 10 people,
no,
you say.
No, it's not going to look, stop it, Paul. It's not. It's going to look like it's for 30 people. It's not these huge portions that you get at these restaurants that you pay 10 bucks and you get enough food to feed, you know, 20 people.
Yeah.
It is a reasonable portion. For a party.
Okay, so where do you find this?
At the uselessstuff.com.
So if you go to www.uselessstuff.com, mm-hmm. you're going to get all of these tips yeah. and information yeah. on how you can have holiday gatherings yeah. using less stuff,
yeah.
feeling good about yourself
yes.
because you're helping the environment.
You're helping the environment.
You're also saving money. Just mm-hmm. think. Instead of having to go out and buy paper plates and mm-hmm. plastic utensils, mm-hmm. which is going to cost you money,
right.
you simply ask your guests to bring over
right.
their own plates.
right.
Okay.
Well, I was at this party. I went to a holiday party on Saturday. And
did they bring over their own plates? Did you bring your own plates over?
No, we didn't. That's part of the story. So we didn't bring our own plates, but my boss was there. And you talk about commitment. She's committed to this even, you know, before she started doing this as a profession.
Okay. Okay.
But there were guests that were not recycling, and man, did she get on them.
Yeah.
She was really, you know, she, in a nice, friendly way, but, you know, she explained to all the guests in a friendly way that, you know, she's like, okay, we need to make sure we recycle. Their recycling bins are out. And most parties you'll go to, especially in Columbia, Colombians are very committed to recycling. Mm-hmm. They're committed to using the curbside recycling program that the city recycling programs offer. And sometimes people just need to be educated. And so what she did is really just took that opportunity to educate the guests
yeah.
about recycling.
Well, there's no reason why all of us should not recycle.
Correct.
Especially if you live in the city of Columbia.
It's so easy.
It is made so mm-hmm. easy.
We've made it very easy, very convenient. You do
yeah.
curbside recycling or recycling at grocery stores. It's just
yeah.
so simple and so easy.
Well, I was real excited because, you know, I live about 35 miles north of town.
Yeah.
And I used to about every 2 or 3 months and load up my pickup truck looking like a Beverly Hillbillies with a blue tarp on it
uh-huh.
with all of my recycled things and bring them in. Now you've got one down in Harrisburg
yeah,
and
Boone.
You can just go recycle down there.
Yeah, Boone County. They're really yeah. you know, trying to expand and make sure that they have recycling throughout the county.
Yes.
You know, Boone County is.
So wherever you live, please make the effort to recycle because it's good for all of us. We're out of time, Andrea.
Okay.
if people want more information, how can they get in touch with you?
Call me at 874-6271. I'll answer any and all questions, or you can visit our website at gocolumbiamo.com.
Okay, and if you want an 8x10 glossy, she'll have them for you there, too.
Yeah,
of her.
Those available.
Okay, we're out of time for today. Val Gerben will be on tomorrow. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.